The plan would require law enforcement agencies to get approval from the state before they acquire weapons and machines from the federal military property program. When police use this equipment, they'd have to explain why, and there'd be policies in place for what happens if they misuse military equipment. Brookfield Republican Dale Coinga is a veteran of the Iraq War, where he says soldiers were most effective when they got out of military vehicles and talked to people.
I think that's a policing strategy that works the best. I know most of our police follow that strategy. But I think we need to be very careful as policymakers as far as how we are using military equipment in our communities to communicate with the citizens who are 99% responsible actors.
The use of military vehicles by police has come under more scrutiny since they were deployed in a standoff with protesters in Ferguson, Missouri. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.